Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for a presentation of Radio Law Talk with your host, Frederick Penning.
Thank you for being here with Radio Law Talk. I'm here with Todd Cuden, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Another wonderful, wonderful Saturday, September 24th, 2022, to talk about some exciting, entertaining things that, don't expect too much, but we're going to make it exciting and entertaining at least, because remember, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on Earth.
I was going to say, Fred, you didn't say informative. What are we talking about?
Sometimes. We have to use
only
sometimes.
Only sometimes informative.
Yes.
But even then...
Yes.
Are there limits on the informative?
We're semi-informative.
Yes. Could somebody take this in as precedent in court?
No.
No. No. No.
They could try.
They could try. Yes.
Some legal programs
can do anything.
Some legal programs may be more informative, but Radio Law Talk is among the top five.
That's exactly. Well, if the judge does say, "Well, I take a judicial notice of Radio Law Talk," then we're okay.
Cal, did you say we're among the top five?
We're in the top five.
Yes.
Of course, there are like three Radio Law Talk programs on the radio nationally, and we're in the top five easily.
And number three was about cosmetics, since they threw in some sort of law talk. Right.
No, those special vitamin shows you see on Saturday morning.
But remember, we're not giving you legal advice. We're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. You know, if you are into the social media thing, just type in Radio Law Talk on Facebook, Google, Instagram. We're not quite as good as we used to be in posting, but we're going to start posting a little more as time goes on. We're just getting too popular, and we just can't stay up with it. I mean, that's just, I'm pretty excited about getting popular, but, you know, we just do the best we can. Today is going to be kind of exciting. I mean, we're going to talk about, ready for this, wire bras. And how the heck
what?
Is what? Yes, wire bras. What does that have to do with the law? It has a lot to do with the law.
Don't they leave rust marks?
I'm not quite sure. Todd, what about your wire bras?
Well, you know, it's just a topic we felt compelled to keep you abreast of. That's all I'm going to say.
We're holding up our end.
Yes. We lift and separate ourselves from the competition.
You guys are absolutely full of it.
Showing great support for the...
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that, and that's a very interesting topic. And then we'll get to more serious stuff. And that's actually quite serious, the wire bra situation.
Yes, it is.
Lori Vallow, we're going to talk about the latest on that case. Mom who told her kid to hit another kid while playing basketball, what the latest criminal activity on that is going on. And by the way, if you really look into it, this young lady who decided to cold cock without the person looking, for what reason, I don't know, other than the mom telling her to do it. The mom's being prosecuted, and it looks like there may be a settlement. We're going to talk about that. I didn't realize. Well, wait till you find out who the dad is.
I know.
I don't think that mom and dad, I don't think that they're married, or maybe not. I don't know what the situation is, but it might be a situation where mom takes the kid, and they're separated, and dad was very apologetic about what happened. We're going to talk about Shakira. Man alive, she gets a case settled and then in trouble again. And so we're going to talk about her woes going on. We're going to talk about the latest in the California oil spill, what a judge said about that.
This is the one down in Southern California where the pipe broke, got moved to its side, and eked out a little oil there. Yeah,
and who is Fat Leonard, and why is this important to you? We're going to talk about that. Just
well,
remember
this is an update, because we did cover it last week.
Yes, but most people don't remember. I don't, I hardly remembered. I wasn't here last week, so I don't, but we're going to follow up on that. Latest on Bill Cosby, we've got to follow up. There's so many more. There's probably another 14 things we got to talk about, but we don't have time to talk about those things. So we just pick and choose the most important parts of your life that affect your life, like wired bra lawsuits.
Yes.
That's, you know, that's going to affect you dramatically.
So we're going to hook people up with the wire bra lawsuit information. Is
yes,
this,
yes, that's the first, the most important thing that happens. So, but anyway, Todd and
well, no, I just Don, I mean, you're saying wire bra. I thought you were saying YA bra, which is a conundrum,
thing, yeah.
A conundrum that is plagued.
And speaking of that, you know that.
Are you talking about man's ears at the same time?
No, yes, you know that on television shows, when parts of females' anatomies pop through, there was a specific brassiere invented to allow that to happen. It's called the T-shirt bra, and they're very still popular. Yeah.
You know, Cal knows all about it.
I researched these.
You know what? I research. He's filled. He's got a book on them. If you know Cal in his bathroom, he's got stacks of books.
Hey. One of them, by the way, is a book called Goose.
Goose! Oh!
Yes, it's made my library, friend.
Oh, it made the bathroom library. Goose by Frederick Penny. Yeah. Go buy it on Amazon or in Barnes & Noble. A self-serving plug by Fred Penny.
Why not?
Yeah. A radio law talk. Oh, my gosh. Well, shoot, there's a lot to talk about today. We're excited about it. But, Cal, I want to just tell you guys, hey, thanks for filling in last week. I just have to go do work. I mean, I have work all over the country, and I'm running around, and the radio law talk business is really doing well.
Fred, I say it every time I fill in for you in the big chair when you're on assignment because you're working.
Yes.
Hardest working man in the law, in the legal field. I don't know how you get everything done in a 24-hour day that you get done. You know, I firmly believe that there's proposed legislation out there to extend the number of hours in a day to 25,
well, Fred's sponsored,
and they'd like
right,
an yeah. eighth day of the week.
Well, I wish I could just buy someone's hours.
Well, I know that Fred was somewhere because I heard one of the TV announcers mention a relative of his name during the football game on television. I thought, did Fred spread a little wealth there, give him a free copy of the book? How did that happen? But, yeah, he was involved in a pretty good play. And
Multiple plays. I
saw that same one, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Did you see the breakup? The pass?
Yeah, the pass breakup, exactly.
Breaking up a pass with another player at the side. That was the one we were talking about.
Yeah, people don't even notice that one. Well, I do have offices there. I meet with my lawyers. I've had wonderful opportunities. Those of you who don't know, Penny & Associates is my firm, but I have a national firm that I have lawyers all over the United States, and I meet with them often, and sometimes it's okay to have a Sunday off, which is very rare for me, and do some pleasurable things. By the way, some NFL players are my clients, so I can go to an NFL game.
It's always work.
But you're right. I do love my son-in-law, who is a wonderful NFL player, and we appreciate him. I love to advise, and I advise his
Here's Fred's advice. Listen, when you see him drop back, just drop into the middle and cover your zones and read your keys. That's his advice.
No, coaches, hire me. Let me take care of this thing.
I got this.
I'm a lawyer. I'm Fred Penny. I'm a lawyer. I can do whatever I want. Anyway, that's what's going on. We are going to do a case. Kind of just set us up. We don't have time to do this. Set us up what case or no case is about.
Okay, sure. This case or no case involves a case of stolen identity. We know in the military, if somebody steals someone's identity, claims they're a Vietnam guy or whatever, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, this involves a member of a fraternity whose father belonged to this fraternity, and he died, and this kid takes a symbol of that fraternity and wears it around, and members of the fraternity were not happy.
Well, you know what, Cal, also, there are people, and I'm a social media buff, and there are people that go around and will actually follow people and find people that are wearing uniforms with medals and stuff, and it's fake, and they do it just to get to show up to things.
Just to get attention.
And they call them out on that, and there's a number of people that do that, and good for them for those real heroes, and we appreciate the wonderful heroes that are our men and women in the uniform.
And don't be what you're not. There's no upside to that. Just be what you are. This should be good enough.
Most cases. Sometimes I don't want to be who I am.
Well, in my case, no. But in most cases, I mean, in Todd's case, for an example.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm not married anymore? Okay. I know what I'm not.
You faked one woman. You're not faking anymore.
That's right.
You hit your limit.
All right. We're definitely going to do our case or no case, and then we're talking about wire bras.
Now you're talking.
You got to stay with us, man. We'll see you.
Keep up with what's happening on Radio Law Talk as we continue here after we take our first break of the big broadcast. And it's a big broadcast today, Radio Law Talk, on your favorite local radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. This is Radio Law Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash, don't drive that dirty car.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Oh.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Well, we know everybody's here for one thing, and that's Cal Hunter's Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I thought it was for me, but no, they're here for Cal.
Well, they ain't here for me.
No, they're here for Todd and the Cats. All right, now.
Oh, gosh.
Ian Thrumble's father, Rodney. Dad Rodney Thrumble lived in England. And Rodney was a member of the Mason fraternity, the Freemasons. Upon Rodney's death, his Freemason signet ring was passed on by way of his will to his son Ian, and Ian wore it around town proudly until he came across a man named Neville, who was the worshipful master of the lodge. That's the guy who presides over the whole deal. And he said, "You are not one of us, and you may not wear a ring that signifies that you are." And Ian said, "But my dad was." And the Mason said, "Be that as it may, if I see you with it again, we're going to have a problem." And they did. He kept wearing it, and the Masons called their legal department and said, "Please try to stop him from claiming to be something he is not." And the lawyer said, "You really want to die on this hill?" They said, "We want this to stop." So do they have a case or no case? Fred Penny, welcome back. You go first.
Wow, that's interesting. And this is in England.
Yep.
Can you stop someone from wearing something that's a symbol and or some sort of a setup of who you are in a Freemason society that was the dad's that he obviously had, inherited, I would assume?
Yeah, got it from his dad. When his dad passed, his dad handed it down to him, hoping, I think, that his son would join and pick up the tradition.
No, I get it. That's a very interesting scenario, because I've never thought about that, Cal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, do they have a right to do stuff like that out in the public? I don't think it's a civil matter. I don't think it's an issue of government, like you're committing fraud in government. I think they could sue him civilly and try to claim that he's committing fraud and harming their society and the Freemasons. But I think he can go around and wear it. No, I think it is a case, and he wins. That is, the Rodney wins. He can wear the ring around all he wants.
You mean Ian the kid wins?
Ian the kid. Yeah, Rodney's the dad, right?
Yep.
So yeah. Ian the kid can wear dad's ring around town. Now, is he, by the way, I just want to clarify, is he out walking and telling people, "Hey, I'm the grand poopah"?
But the Mason's fear is because they have such a behavioral code that he could do something that would defame Masonry and the lodge, even inadvertently.
No, nope, so he can wear that ring all he wants.
Okay, Todd Kunin, what do you say? Case or no case?
What have you seen? You ever seen the show Sons of Anarchy? The fictitious motorcycle gang.
I've seen the promo.
It was on FX for the longest time. There was a scene in there where some guy had been kicked out of the gang. You know, they have a tattoo for the motorcycle club, and when you're out, you're supposed to remove the tattoo or cover it over. And they found a guy that hadn't. 5 years later, and well, they had their own way of enforcing that little code of conduct. And I don't see the Freemasons doing it. Here's the thing that I see, though. Boy, if the Freemasons are upset that their organization might be portrayed in a bad light, well, they certainly would have a cause of action against authors such as Dan Brown and anybody that's ever opined in these thrillers about whatever societies and stuff. And I just think that based on all of that, I'm going to say no case. No case, because it just, I don't see how they could enforce it. I see how they could enforce it if it was a breach of their code by somebody that had previously agreed to abide by that code and received a benefit from it.
So maybe like a former Mason, as Fred was alluding to, just the guy who used to belong, and they booted him out and they said, "Don't wear the ring anymore," like that?
But this guy was never a Mason.
Right.
The fact that they are complaining about him because he's not a part of the group undermines their claim, if they had one, that there was any contractual obligation he would have to abide by some sort of code with the group. And it sounds interesting and probably something that occurs in a lot of inheritance stuff, which I think is where you read it and thought, you know, I'll risk my eternal soul trying to lie to Todd and Fred this week.
There goes my library again.
No case.
Okay, so
no case. A scenario,
so
but no case.
Scenario,
case.
No case.
Todd says no case.
No, I said it's a case.
Oh, you did.
I'm going to go say it's a case. I'm saying it's a case. And the guy wearing the ring can do whatever he wants. Ian or whatever, he can wear it all he wants.
Fred lives on the edge. I saw him running with scissors earlier.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, there were the round ones.
Well, that's true. He was cutting Play-Doh. But yes. Whatever.
And little Lepage's pace. Lepage's pace. You know, that's... Okay. So now, here's the story about Ian Thrumble and his dad, Rodney.
Hold on.
Should I put up a roll there? I guess I could put up a drum roll.
Or a kid's...
I'll do a We Will Rock You. I'll do this.
That's a good one.
And the answer is, ladies and gentlemen...
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, there's no chance. It is no case.
No case.
Did you... Was that like a scenario or a real...
It's a scenario. Only the one I read was a Boy Scout uniform.
And, really? Tell me about that one.
Well, they were just upset that an alternative lifestyle person before the Boy Scouts went that way, alternative lifestyle person was wearing a uniform, and they said, please don't do that. Don't do that. And they said, no, I'm going to... They said, no, really, please don't do that. And the person said, no, I'm going to deal with it. So that was
interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, Todd, no more Boy Scout uniforms you can wear anymore.
You know...
When you meet the girls, and you wear your Eagle Scout. You're an Eagle Scout, aren't you?
I am not.
Oh, you're not?
I am not.
Your brother is?
My brother. I have two brothers that are Eagle Scouts.
Oh, I have two boys that are Eagle Scouts.
I am not.
I have a son who is.
We digress, though. Okay, roll the end of this thing so we can say.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is next time, a fishy case or no case. I kid you not. That's next hour.
How could you just not love our show?
Right?
How can you just not love our show, Cal?
That's what I said.
All right, let's come back. We come back. We go from Boy Scouts. We go to, Freemasons, now to wire bras when we come back.
Wow, how do you beat that?
You can't. Yeah. On a Saturday, I wouldn't be watching any college
football. Would you bother? Well, you can have the radio on while you're watching the game.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
With more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit, very soon, right here. So stay tuned as the big program continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump is defending himself as the Federal Bureau of Investigation go through the documents they seized at his Mar-a-Lago home at the beginning of August. During an interview with Fox News, Trump shared his belief that a president can declassify any documents by, quote, thinking about it.
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has ended a blanket plea for Americans in hospitals and nursing homes to wear masks indoors. The change marks one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort launched in August to overhaul the CDC's recommendations for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Oh, that's dumb. I like the Amargosa Valley.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So as a lawyer, especially as a defense lawyer for criminal cases, or you work at a public defender's office, you have to go to the jail quite often.
Yes, you
do. And you got to go visit people. And as you go visit people, you have to, at times, go through a metal detector. And guess what was being set off, not just by the lawyers going in there, but by staff going into work at the, you know, facility. Guess what was happening, Todd? Take a wild guess.
Oh, you know, based upon how we tease tease this case, I'm going to say that the underwire bras were setting off the metal detectors.
How alarming.
How alarming is right. They were. And this was this in Missouri?
Yes, Jackson County.
Yeah, Jackson County, Missouri. And so what was happening is, here's the dilemma. So I love the women that did this to say, well, I guess the men have to take their belts off. I guess I'll take my bra off and put it in the little detector thing that that goes under the X-ray metal
detector. Yeah,
well, the X-ray machine. Right.
Yeah, they've got the little car. It's like going to the airport,
right?
Where you walk through with the metal detector, right. But then they've got the thing on the side that actually X-rays the contents of your bag and
right.
stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So they say, okay, we'll take my bra off and I'm going to put it in there and run it through. And then they had a little policy that said, you cannot put any undergarments in the little bin that goes through the thing. And they're like, then what do we do?
Make up your minds, people.
Yeah, make up your mind. And so what was happening is, a couple women were getting disciplined. These couple women worked for the whatever the Department of Justice or the local jail, and were being, they claimed, disciplined and sent off and had other duties, and so they. This is what's interesting too. Approximately 75 female attorneys and supporters stage a public protest out in front of the jail.
Now you're talking.
Said wire bras need to be in because this is not right. So what happens is they finally come up with a settlement of $405,000, of which. One is paid. There's two different people. I can't remember the name. One, Hardin, and another gal were paid.
Was it Heigl?
And there was
Hengel
was a Hardin one.
Hengel and Hardin. H-A-R-D-I-N.
Yeah, Hengel and Hardin, and they basically split it. One got a little more than the other, but
one got a lot more. One got $255,000. The other got $150,000.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how they came up with the split. I know that the one who got less.
Right.
Had actually retired.
That's the one.
So the one who got more was still an employee, and so that was.
So what solution did they come up with?
I was going to ask.
Shirts and skins.
Between you and I, this is us, Todd, and you as an attorney. I've gone through the metal detectors many times going to court. I see women attorneys and women all the time go through the metal detector. What's going on? How does that work? I don't know.
And why is this not an issue with people that go and fly?
You know.
I don't see people, you know, the number of times that I've flown, I don't see people, oh, well, you know, I guess I got to take my brassiere off and put it on the machine or whatever. But here's what happens. I go through metal detectors almost every day when I go to court, and I do have to take off my belt. Used to have a belt that never set it off. If you get a belt with a ceramic belt buckle, you're gold.
But
so I have to take
your pants fall down too, right?
Well, that's a problem.
It's the wire underwear that always sets it off.
I know. When I have to take off my wire bra, that's just really bad. But
I left my belt at the Phoenix airport one time, and I was tugging up my pants for the whole rest of the flight home.
That sounds like a personal
When you and I flew to Phoenix,
yeah.
And on the way home, I took my, and for some reason, I never got it back. I don't know why.
Embarrassing. He should have told me and got another one, but that's
you
okay.
would think.
That's just crazy. But what they do is they'll send you through the metal detector, and usually the metal detector has a string of lights on both sides that tells you about the height that is setting off. So if it's your belt, the lights about belt high are going to go off. If it's something around your midsection, the lights that are a little higher. If it's in your shoes, it's going to be the lights at the bottom that set it off. And if they still can't find it, then somebody goes over with a metal wand, a metal detecting wand, and it's that one that goes, wow, wow.
How's that again?
Wow, wow. Well, you can imagine.
I love that sound.
If you can imagine the embarrassment of somebody wearing a wire bra goes through, well, we're going to have to wand them, and every time they move it over their chest, it starts to, you know, set off this alarm, and then that just adds embarrassment, because if you're wearing a wire bra, chances are there's a reason. And so, you know, I think it is something that they could have made a much more reasonable accommodation, not requiring what appears to be the public humiliation, especially for lawyers who have to go there all the time and people who work there.
People you know, first off, that's the most important thing, is it's someone with whom you're acquainted, and you know that's their frequent wardrobe choice. Why do you have to go nuts on that whole thing? I don't get that.
Now, I will say, if I take the other side about why they have to, there has always been a problem with contraband making it into the jails. And the contraband that makes it into the jails, by and large, is not coming from all, despite what you see in movies like Goodfellas and stuff, the contraband isn't coming from the visitors. Nobody's baking a cake with a file in it and things like that. The contraband comes in from either vendors that are supplying the jail with laundry services, food in bulk and stuff like that, or jail employees.
The jailers themselves, right.
And so they do have to try to police it, but it's so specific to the underwire bra.
You think about that. You could. That's metal, and they could make something into a knife, or that's a way to sneak it in, I would think.
There's and I guess that would be the person they would suspect the least is someone that they knew to whom this happened all the time. That's a good point.
But you think about it, Cal. I mean, you say it's an underwire bra, and they can do a thin knife. That is concocted underneath the bra.
I totally get it.
And say, hey, this is my underwire bra.
So let's just think practically here.
Oh no, please,
I am going to get in trouble for this.
Don't you dare say anything that's going to get us in trouble.
Well, no. All I'm going to say is, look, the underwire bra usually is for people that, let's say, because of their anatomy, are in need of more support.
Okay.
They're larger. Well, if you take a look at that, there's a lot of real estate or space between the one on the left and the one on the right. And if you're wearing an underwire bra, and you have that real estate in the cleavage.
I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait. This analysis is absolutely going nowhere, Cal.
That's the area where you have the cleavage.
Yes, Todd.
That is where other things that might set off a metal detector can be hidden. And if they don't check the underwire bra when you go through and you just, oh, it's my underwire bra, whatever else is hidden down there between the mountains is subject to being smuggled in if it would set off the metal detector, which is why they have to police it. But, you know,
All I know is we're getting into mountains and underwire bra.
The question is, could they just walk into the courthouse without that level of support and then put it on once they go through?
But you can't run it through the X-ray machine at this facility. They said no undergarments can run through the X-ray.
And that's probably like based on a health code issue.
That's an arbitrary policy, isn't it?
I don't know. I just work here.
Well, I think that taking off the bra, look, if you're wearing it and you have to take it off, and there are a lot of issues about where do you go to take that thing off?
Exactly.
Now, look, I have seen some very creative TikTok videos about how that happens. My guess is that's not going to be what happens at the court. And so,
professional women, lawyers, that's embarrassing. And
it is.
And employees at the jail, I don't know the solution. That's why we have 855 Law Radio to call in, and you can tell us what the solution is. But I love that, and I'm glad they got $405,000 settlement. I don't know how they are going to rectify the situation, though. Even though there's a settlement, I still don't know what happens, like you said, at, you know, getting on the plane.
So did this go, actually, go, it didn't go to court. It was settled out of court. Is that correct?
It was settled out of court.
This is a 2000, and it's been a few years going on, but it's just recently settled out of court. 2019 this started. That's right.
Well, if I were a taxpayer in Jackson County, I'd be writing a scathing letter to the editor. I can tell you that much. That's a lot of money to just give away because you can't be flexible enough to let women into the courthouse without having them undress themselves. I mean, it seems to me that's not smart.
I'm glad we at least stayed on the rails when we went over this subject, because Denise isn't here. She would keep... Oh, actually, she'd probably go off the rails.
Oh, Denise would say, well, you know, listen. I have the creative liberty to say whatever I want, and you guys can't say a thing.
More than that, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about... We got a whole bunch of things. We got Lori Vallow's latest, and the mom who told her kid to sucker punch another basketball player. What the courts are doing about that. We'll be back.
You talk about mama bears in sports. They do get defensive of their children. That's the big thing. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk on this radio station and live Pacific 9 to noon at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No fun.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So my daughter told me she had never heard of Lori Vallow. And I was like, really? And because I was talking to her about what we're going to talk about. She goes, what are you talking about your show? And I was telling her about Lori Vallow is one of them. She goes, never heard of it, Dad. And so she watched the documentary on Netflix about, I think it was on Netflix, Lori Vallow, and was just fascinated. And my son-in-law also, too, he was fascinated over the weekend. They watched all about Lori Vallow, and I just... And it's funny because that's halfway through. They're like, well, what is it trying to get me to answer? Do you want me to tell you the whole story or should I just, all right, no, let me watch it. And so they're just like, this is what's happened is just bizarre. So Todd, just give a very, very brief overview what this is about. And I know Cal knows because it happened back in Idaho in his near where he grew up.
That's my home country. Yeah.
Yep. That's his home country.
So Lori Vallow has had several husbands and. The most recent incidents with her, she's living in Arizona, she starts following this on social media, and this author that lives in southern Idaho, Chad Daybell, who's a doomsday author, you know, end of the world stuff. Well, she becomes a devout follower of him and his teachings. And in the course of, I want to say in the course of, say, a four-month period, her husband dies in Arizona. Her husband dies as a result of an altercation with her brother that the brother was later exonerated. She moves from Arizona to southern Idaho to be closer to Chad Daybell, who was married and had adult children. Within weeks of Lori Vallow relocating to southern Idaho, Chad Daybell's wife dies of natural causes.
In her 40s, by the way.
Yes, allegedly. Chad Daybell also says don't want an autopsy done, just, you know, and she's buried. And then Lori Vallow also had two children, one was an 8-year-old and a 16-year-old. And after relocating to southern Idaho, those two kids go missing. Family members don't know where they are, and Lori Vallow keeps telling everyone that they're visiting other family members, and they are not. Long and short of it, those two children died, were killed, and their remains were found on Chad Daybell's property. Do you remember me mentioning that Chad Daybell's wife died?
Yes.
Yes. See, within 3 weeks of Chad Daybell's wife dying, Chad Daybell married Lori Vallow in a ceremony in Hawaii.
And as their children were, quote, missing. Her children, they're in Hawaii having a good time.
Yes. Of course, nothing to be seen here. Ultimately, they're arrested. Both of them are arrested in Hawaii, extradited back to southern Idaho. And currently, they are both on trial for the murder of the two children. And Chad Daybell is on trial for the murder of his spouse, because when they went and exhumed the body and took a look at it, they came up with evidence to suggest that it was not a natural birth or natural death.
Mm-hmm.
And he is facing charges there. They're seeking the death penalty.
Right.
Cal, yes.
You missed.
I was just going to say the arrest came when they were ordered to produce the children by a court.
Yes.
And they took off and went to Hawaii and never produced the kids. And therefore, this all snowballed at that
point. Right. So grandma and grandpa that came concerned because the children were missing. Now, on these doomsdayers, just so you know, they also believed that there's supposed to be 144,000 people saved, that Jesus Christ was going to come in July of 2021, which, by the way, didn't happen.
And, not that we know of.
And zombies, people are taken over by zombies, and they have, you know, worried that maybe the children may be taken over by zombies or other people. Here's an interesting fact. So Lori Vallow's husband is killed in Arizona by her brother, who claims self-defense. And as Lori shows up to the house and they say, your husband has been killed, she's seen laughing and talking on the camera with the police officer. That's like, oh, well, you know, I got to head out to Walmart, you know. Very nonchalant and very, like, didn't care. Now, ready for this.
Yeah.
As they start investigating Daybell's wife's death, all of a sudden, and then start looking into the children's issue, Lori Vallow's brother dies.
Shocker. Of natural causes.
Yes, of a lot of these natural cause people. So that is interesting, too. You know, so what is going on now is they're all sitting there waiting for trial. Now, Lori Vallow / Daybell, and Todd, you can talk about this. What happened is she was found to be incompetent.
She was.
Her trial. And what people have to understand this, most people don't understand this concept. They can be rehabilitated to become competent. And what the courts did here is said she's incompetent at this point, because this is going on since 2020, right? And March of 2020 is kind of when this all started, you know, coming to fruition. And they sent her off to be, quote, rehabilitated. And now the courts have held what?
Now she has been deemed rehabilitated, competent to stand trial. The thing to understand is there's a difference between being found incompetent to stand trial and being found not guilty by reason of insanity, a mental health defense. And those two, they're not the same thing. If you stand trial, your mental state has to be such that you can be of assistance to your lawyer in going over the defense and taking care of things? Did this happen? You have to be able to be of assistance to your lawyer mentally. And they believe that she was not at the time. They do believe that she has been restored to a state that now, as she stands trial, she'll understand the nature of the proceedings against her. She'll be of assistance to her attorney in the course and scope of the trial. And they were able to get her mentally to where she reached that standard.
Now, what's going on? Here's the latest. Now that you've been caught up, this is the latest. So they're getting ready for trial. Still a way. It's not this next few months. I know it's coming up in a number of months. But the judge in this case of Lori Vallow is ordering a number of the documents sealed. And they're claiming, at least many of the newspaper people are claiming, that that is unusual for the amount of things that the judge is sealing. Now, the other thing that is brought up is they believe that Lori Vallow's lawyer is on his fourth time filing a motion to not allow cameras in the courtroom, and they keep kicking it back to him, the courts, not saying you're going to lose the motion, but they didn't file it properly or something wasn't done properly and are telling him or her to redo it. I believe it's a him that is her attorney. So what does that mean, Todd?
The big thing right now, the big issue is media, and in particularly one person that runs a blog that follows these type cases, is jumping up and down because they don't have access to court documents because of the sealing, and they're also trying to contest any order that keeps cameras out of the courtroom. They want to be able to report on this case at real time because that gets clicks on the website.
Oh, my gosh.
And look what happened with the Johnny Depp trial, right? Everybody paid attention to that, and it wasn't even a criminal case. And the court has to balance the rights, freedom of the press under the First Amendment to be there and to report on this, against the rights of a defendant to receive a fair trial under their due process rights and fair trial under the Sixth Amendment, everything that applies to trials. And so oftentimes they'll seal things and have stuff out. Now, the lawyer, I kind of get what the lawyer for Lori Vallow is doing. Have you noticed, you kind of touched on this, the way she just didn't seem to react the way a normal person would, we think, at the death of her husband? And we see her, when she was making appearances in court and stuff, she'd want to make smiling and, like, mugging for the camera and stuff. I see her lawyer sitting there saying, Judge, it's hard for me to put this in a brief, but my client becomes a different person when she knows cameras are there.
Right.
And I need her to focus on me and not be mugging for the camera and doing stuff. She will not get a fair trial if this happens. We'll see how the court rules.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. We still got time. I think it's going to be, if that goes on TV, that thing's going to be followed heavily.
Somebody could claim COVID and they could just stream the trial. That would be okay.
Yeah,
can't
that's
you just
true,
wave
too.
A COVID
that's
flag?
True.
Yeah,
that's
that happened
true.
A lot.
Well, we're going to follow Lori Vallow, but when we come back hour two, do another case or no case. And the lady that told her kid to hit the other kid during a basketball game, that was a cheap shot. We'll be back.
What's that about? That's coming up on Radio Law Talk next hour, which starts at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We give our local stations a chance to break away and do the news, and you a chance to break away and do what you do when you break away. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk at 6 after with Hour 2. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.